The Wisconsin Badgers kept their Big Ten West football title hopes afloat with a 24-22 win over Iowa last Saturday at Camp Randall. The Badgers are two games behind frontrunner Minnesota with three left to play. Hello, everybody. I'm Greg Stewart. This is Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with that generous tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online at WWIB.com. Jonathan Taylor erupted for 250 yards rushing for Wisconsin, the most the Hawkeyes have given up all season long. And Bucky's defense held Iowa to just one conversion on 9 third-down tries. And Wisconsin comes up with a victory. Defense back Madison Cohn, a junior out of Kernersville, North Carolina, with University of Wisconsin, is on the other side of the phone line with me today. Welcome to the show, Madison. Talk about this narrow victory over Iowa, will you?
For sure, yeah. It was a great team win. A lot of guys contributed to that win throughout the course of that game. The Big Ten, it's arguably the toughest conference in America. So, we know that at this point in the season, we got to bring it every weekend. It wasn't the prettiest win, but hey, you just got to take them as they come. And, we just fought to the end. A lot of guys contributed, and, we pulled it out. So it was a great team win.
So it comes down to an Iowa two-point conversion try that would have tied the game. Nate Stanley tries to run it in, a little bit surprising for a lot of us watching the game. You got the stop. Did you game plan this? I mean, did you think that Nate might take it himself and try to get that two-point conversion?
That really wasn't anything that we specifically game planned for. But, I mean, when you look at a situation like that, everything is kind of an option. You got to go with what we reviewed during the week. But then, you kind of got to, as a football player, just kind of be expecting anything in a situation like that. Much respect for Nate. He's one of the better quarterbacks in our conference. So we definitely watched him a lot this week and clued in on a lot of stuff he does because he's one of the better guys in our conference. So nothing but respect for him. But he had a great game. We're wishing him nothing but the best moving forward.
Yeah, you had him pretty much locked down in the first half, but he was able to stretch the field in the second half. What was going on there?
Specifically, it really wasn't breaks in our coverages or anything. It was more just maybe little technical errors and things like that. We went back and watched it. I know me specifically, I wouldn't say that I had the best game of my career, but it was just little things, person to person, that we could have cleaned up. Going into the game, Coach Leonard, he put together a really good game plan, and it was just little individual things that can be easily cleaned up. Excuse me. So it was just that type of thing. But at the end of the day, we got the win, and that's all that matters. So we kind of just gonna chalk that one up and keep it moving forward.
So you guys still need some help. Iowa, the team you defeated, hosts Minnesota Saturday down in Iowa City. So I bet you guys are going to be big Hawkeye fans here this weekend.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we really need them to pull this game out. So, Iowa's a good team. So is Minnesota. I'm one of those guys where you got to give credit where it's due. Minnesota, they had a heck of a season so far. A big win for them last week versus Penn State. So, they're playing really good ball right now. I feel like Iowa. When you look at their team and when you look at what they do, I definitely feel like they got a chance to possibly pull that one out. So, I'm expecting it to be a real big game. I'm expecting it to be close. So, we'll kind of just see what happens. We're just gonna focus on Nebraska. We're gonna focus on ourselves. and make sure that we handle everything on our side. So, and then whatever happens after that kind of happens. But yeah, both of those teams are really good teams, and it should be a good one in Iowa City.
Mm-hmm. Saturday's game at Nebraska, Madison, kind of reminds me of the Illinois game. This is a contest you guys should win, at least on paper, but it can be a bit of a trap game. Talk to me about the trip to Lincoln.
I remember freshman year when we went down to Lincoln. It's probably it's arguably the most electric atmosphere I played in. I mean, those fans, they get rowdy, and the way the stadium sits, it can kind of trap all of the sounds in. So it's going to be a great atmosphere. So I'm excited to go down there. And kind of like I said, we're just going to focus on what we got to do this weekend. We're going to make sure we handle what we got to handle, and then just let everything fall out the way it does. But I'm excited. It's going to be a fun one this weekend.
Mm. Okay, Badgers junior defense back Madison Cohn with me today on Sports and Commentary. Man, the clock has ticked off on us here, Madison. We need to get you back next time to visit a little bit about the move you made from corner to safety this year, and talk about your faith and just have you dive into that a little bit to tell us what's been going on with you and the Lord as you continue your journey with Him down there. So thanks for coming by Sports and Commentary. We'll talk soon. In the meantime, have a great day, all right?
Hey, you as well. Thank you.